Kane and Bucks. Can't stop addicted
to the shindig. It's a very good morning to you. It's all happening in the studio. We've got four TVs in here watching the Masters. Scheffler leads at 8 under and he's striking them very nicely. The ability to get the backspin on the ball is just like absolutely freakish. And I know our next guest is also consuming the golf this morning thanks to Cobram Estate. Premium Australian extra virgin olive oil. It was the Giants by 1 point, but they are undefeated through 5 games of the season, and their coach has been good enough to join us. Adam Kingsley's his name. Kingsley, good morning.
Kano, thanks, mate.
Hey, yeah, you're just gaming the system. King is coaching from the interchange bench, and the old timeout. I haven't seen that before. I thought it was quite clever from you.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure what had happened with that, whether I was allowed to do it or not, but I thought if I wasn't, someone had stopped me. So, unfortunately for us, obviously, we had the time to do it with Sam getting knocked out. So, it was one of those things where you can let the players sort of deal with it, but they're 15 metres away. I may as well drag them over and just have a quick chat.
What was your message? Because you're right, it was a horrible scene just because of the time that he looked to be unconscious. So I guess you were worrying about your players' state of mind after seeing their great mate and teammate injured, but you've also had a job to do. Was that a tough balance for you to express?
It was a little bit, yeah. So we just sort of spoke about the plan coming in and tried to reiterate what was working, where the threats were lying, and so far at that point in the game we were going reasonably well at it. And then it was a matter of just sort of resetting ourselves mentally with Sam going down. You know, I know it rattled a few of our, particularly our backs who play so closely with him. So it took a little bit of time for them, I reckon, to sort of move on a little.
And what's the update with him?
Well, he drove home that night. He didn't drive, sorry. Our PDM drove him home. He's fine. He's up and about. He's no issues, no headaches, no structural damage. So it'll be concussion protocols and 12 days. So Sam's already talking. I'm not sure what the actual ruling is, to be fair, Kane, around the 12th day. But we play Brisbane Anzac Day on the 12th day, and Sam's talking like he'll be playing. But obviously we will monitor him and move him along those protocols and assess whether or not he's ready to be back for that or not.
Adam, the team started in great style, but out of the bye, you know, Gold Coast really took it to you in the first three quarters at Gather Round, and Saints have come home hard on the weekend. Wins are wins, but you're not playing, you know, you're not flushing at the moment. You're dealing with injuries and concerns around the place, but it must be good to know that you're able to grind out these results still with upside.
Yeah, you're exactly right, Bucks. The you know, some of the last couple of games have we've had our issues in terms of being able to manage the opposition and their ball use, and it's something that we continue to work on. And, you know, we often talk about the fact that we're going to have ups and downs during the season. We're not going to be our best for the entire season, and we're going to have moments, and it's being able to ride those moments out and still walk away with 4 points at the end of the day is really important. And so far we've been able to do that. You know, I thought we were pretty good for three quarters on the weekend, and then maybe just got out-hunted really in that last quarter, and we went away from trying to win the game. You know, and that, as we know, that save the game mindset can sometimes play, you know, against you, and I reckon it did on the weekend.
One thing I reckon, pardon me, one thing will come up on the review will be the acts of two of your players at the death. Lockie Ash to get his fist into that that hit up against Higgins with, I don't know, it was a minute and a bit on the clock. And and then, James Peatling, who seems to be a real goer, a player that I'm sure that you'd love to give opportunities to with the way that he goes about it, going back with the flight. I mean, as a coach, I think you'd be championing, you know, those acts at any stage early this week.
Yeah, certainly will. That'll be in today's review meeting, both of those acts. You know, I thought Ashie's one was particularly important, given the flow, and there was still a bit of time on the clock where you know, there could have been opportunity either way. And so, and he looked out of position too. So the desperation for him to just get a fingernail in and get the ball on the ground and then actually win possession and give it off to his teammate was super important for us. And then James Pertling, he's he's a funny one, James. We know how courageous and tough he is. We played him as a forward last year, thinking that we'd get great forward pressure out of him. And our VFL coach, Wayne Cripps, decided, no, he's a midfielder. Let's give him that opportunity through the midfield at VFL level. And he's really shone since that moment. And, you know, we've played him as a sub, I think, the last 3 weeks. So you're right, we're trying to get him in the team. And the pathway will probably open up now with Cornelio missing a week or two. So, I think he's a real goer, as you said. He's tough over the ball and he's got great upside for us.
Just further to that, working out where players' best positions are and sort of where they're going to blossom, you know, in your team and in your system. How long do you reckon it takes? You know, some guys it might take 4 or 5 seasons for a coaching group to find the right balance, the right chemistry with the team, let alone for that individual to find out where their very best contribution to the team is.
Yeah, I think in some cases it does take that long. You know, I think Dimmer, working at Richmond under Dimmer, was really strong in this phase. And you think about Daniel Rioli and the fact that he played pretty much the bulk of his career as a high half forward and then shifted to half back 2 years ago, and he's been really dominant in that position. So I think it's a balance of what you have and what you need. I think it's a balance of the player's strengths. Does the game style suit those strengths, and which positions are they most suited to? So there's a whole bunch of things that go into forming it. And you know, some players are just out and out mids or forwards or backs. But yeah, there are some that can really blossom with a change of position. So we're always looking for those opportunities. If it's not particularly working for a player, you know, we try and give him as much time as possible to work back into form. But maybe a change of position can help facilitate that. And so we're certainly open to those sort of moves.
And further to that, Kings, I suspect it's a good problem to have, but the balance of the four tall forwards, Riccardi, Cadman, Hogan and Brown, when he's there, like, I know Cadman's doing some second ruck work, but how difficult is that to manage four genuine talls in your forward line?
Yeah, I wouldn't say they're four genuine talls, though, in terms of the way they move at ground level. So that makes it a lot easier. You know, I think Brown is probably the fastest guy we have at the club. So his ability to do his work at ground level is really strong. And we don't really play him as an out-and-out key forward often at all. And I think, you know, the way that Cadman gets after it at ground level, Ricard is improving in that. In that phase, I think our balance in the front half is pretty good at the moment, and so our challenge is to continue to try and improve that.
Probably further on the last question about Peatling, where does Cadman blossom into? Is his prototype a Jeremy Cameron? Does he have the running attributes to get up the ground and to get all the way back? I think he was a late maturer or a late. You know,
developer.
Got tall late, so
yeah, he grew late. Yeah.
So do you think that that's where what sort of player will we be looking at in 3 years' time?
Yeah, I think he'll be a powerful key forward. Is probably my thought. He's still a growing guy. He's filling out a fair bit. Certainly last season into this season, the preseason, he filled out a fair bit. He's certainly got those attributes. I think his greatest strength is his ability to launch at the ball and then follow up. I really love his ground level play. I think he's quite nimble at ground level. He wants the pressure and tackle. And so I see him more as a key forward who competes rather than sort of the Jeremy Cameron getting all the way up the ground and then sort of running back. You know, he's very unique, as we know. So, yeah, I'm really excited about what Cads is going to be him developing into. I think he's playing a significant role for us. We introduced him into the second ruck role over the summer, and it's not something you typically do with second-year key forwards, 19-year-olds. So it was a bit of a risk, but, you know, he didn't particularly have a great ruck weekend against Rowan Marshall, but... you know, I think all in all, it's helped him get around the ball and use that agility and that running power.
What did you learn last year about, I mean, you were just fighting and scrapping towards the end, and you, the momentum that you were able to get in the lead up to the finals was significant. This year, it's going to be different. I know you won't get ahead of yourself, Kingers, but the opportunity to get ahead of the curve and look like top four and the ability to be able to manage your players in the season as it gets longer, is that in your mind, or right now it's just 1 week to the next and we'll qualify as high as we possibly can and we'll worry about managing stuff if it gets closer and you're fortunate enough to be in that position?
Yeah, it's a bit more of that mindset, Kane. I think, you know, we need to earn the right to qualify. We've asked, or we've had a start that we couldn't have asked for, you know, any better. So the reality is we need to continue to try and win games and position ourselves as high as we can on the ladder. And, you know, whilst we've got a lot of guys we think are capable AFL players, they'll be introduced at the right time. And, you know, obviously this week we'll make at least two changes to our group with both Taylor and Cornelio missing. So that'll give opportunities to others. And so, yeah, we'll just cross the bridges as we come and just see.
I don't want to miss this opportunity to ask you about Sam Taylor, even though he was injured on the weekend. What I've observed and witnessed is his absolute competitiveness. He just hates losing, even if it's just a contest or if it's a decision that's gone against him. Like, it just oozes and absolutely bleeds out of him. I can imagine that on the track and in preparation, that would be something that his teammates would have to rise to. Is he as influential as he looks in regards to the way that the competitiveness that he brings and his attitude towards, you know, everything that he's doing in footy? Is he the most competitive player on your list?
Yeah, well, he's certainly one of, and there's no question that he drives our group in that phase, and our training standards are really quite high, and the way that he goes about it leads the way. Yeah. I think he often matches up or crosses paths with another guy who's as competitive as he is in Toby Green.
Yeah.
And so the training is usually at a high level, which we love here as a coaching group. He's really valuable in that space. He hates losing. It doesn't matter what he's playing, whether he's playing Monopoly or he's out in the footy field. He reminds me a lot of the guy sitting next to you. He's just got that real desire to be the best that he possibly can be and to never lose. And he's never happy when it happens.
It must be brilliant having, you know, very similar traits in two distinct personalities in Toby and Sam to be able to show your youth that you don't have to be a certain personality type to have this competitive trait. You can still be the best version of you and be, you know, everything that you need to be on the footy field.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And we certainly drive that within the building here. You know, we encourage people to be themselves. But as soon as they need to be that person, you know, people say they've got to put the mask on, and that's what we encourage our guys to do. And, you know, there's been numerous examples of great players over the years being who they need to be on the field, but being great people and nice guys off the field. And that's what we ask our guys to be.
King, is you're able to get your great mate and premiership teammate, Brett Montgomery, up there to be an assistant coach. Is he ready to be a head coach yet, in your eyes?
Yeah, he certainly is. Yeah, he's been terrific for our group. He's coaching our backs and our defence, and he's had significant influence, not only on those guys, but on the building, you know, staff, players. He's doing a great job for us. So I think he's certainly ready. He'd be a terrific senior coach in my view.
And finally, mate, the tragic events in Sydney on Saturday afternoon, everyone in the community there have been affected by this, clearly, and across the nation and across the world. As a footy club, have you reflected on that and just your thoughts?
Yeah, look, it's, you know, a horrible situation that occurred, and a little bit closer to our building than what we would like, with you know, some of our people knowing some of the victims. So yeah, it's you know, we offer our support, we offer our arms around obviously all the people that need it, and try and support them as best as we can.
Good on you, mate. You're always so generous with your time. Congratulations on the start to the season. Let's hope it continues.
No worries, mate. Let's ride home Iberg because I've got him in the office suite. So hopefully he gets up.
We're all trying to ride him home as
He's
well.
Jump
but
up.
I don't think. Anyway, Sheffer looks unflappable at the moment. Good on you, Kingers.
No worries, mate. Yeah. Thank
so
you.
So it's Carlton hosting the Giants at Marvel on Saturday. Twilight, that's going to be an absolute ripper, top of the table or top-ish of the table clash. Adam Kingsley, our guest.